this podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, this is another Sean Allen podcast.
Steven Spicer.
If you are new here, follow wherever you listen to podcasts, rate, write, review. What you know about this?
Hey, yo, giving the women something they could feel.
Nothing about it, huh? Nothing about it, huh?
I need to.
You know the alcoholics, right?
I heard of the name before.
Oh, man, you too young.
I heard of the name before. I might be.
He's a foreign too. Build the realness of a nigga that lives in woman vibe and what words are places that your boyfriend can provide. You don't know nothing about this, Steven? Music, man. We talk about music every time we get together. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And I get tired of talking about the same shit. But, you know,
music is our life, bro.
It is, man. What about this Drake? What do you... I know we're probably a couple of weeks late, but what do you think about this Drake?
I'm not going to lie to you. I did not check it out.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to lie.
You ain't missing any... I mean, you have heard it. You have heard it.
Oh, yeah.
If you heard one Drake album, you've heard this.
You've heard him all.
Because he makes the five... Same five, six songs. You know what I mean? It's and they're saying he's the greatest of all time, and it's just like, man, I came up on shit like this. I came up on Big, Pac, you know, The Far Side, and Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim. I came up on real hip hop and people, even commercial rap, Tribe, all that shit. And then it was like intentional art.
Yeah.
And you know. Yeah. From fucking Tribe all the way down to Pac to Lil' Kim to Missy Elliott, it was intentional. You know, some of the shit was commercial, some of it was underground, some of it rode the line, but all those genres of rap and hip hop was intentional. You know what I mean? It wasn't niggas just rolling out music to fucking cash grab and chase after the charts and break a record. Right. They were, Lil' Kim meant everything she said when she was saying those. Sucking dick and all that type of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fucking Pac meant everything he said in Two of America's Most Wanted. Right. You know what I mean? It was intentional. They were like, you know, these niggas today is just Drake. Drake too is just rolling out shit to crack a chart.
Yeah.
And to say he beat Michael Jackson's number ones, it's terrible where hip hop has come to.
Yeah. But so here's the question, right?
Right.
Whose fault is it?
It's the consumers. It's our fault. You know what I mean? It's the consumers' fault. It's even my fault because I like some of that dumb shit. You know what I mean? I like some of that dumb shit, but I think it's different for me, my age, because I came up on some real shit. You know what I mean? So I could distinguish the bullshit and the fun, you know, club shit or whatever, you know?
Right.
But the people who are younger than me who didn't come up on shit like this that we got playing in the background, shout out to the alcoholics, they all they know is like a Sexy Red or a Drake.
Yeah.
So that's what they think hip-hop and rap and talent is.
Right.
So that's the problem, right? But, you know, we should have done a better job at gatekeeping, you know, art, you know what I mean? Our valuable art.
Very, very interesting take. I fuck with that.
Another person that kind of ruined hip hop. He's kind of embarrassed, man. He didn't ruin hip hop. I don't think people ever took him seriously. But this Blueface, what you think about his raps?
I mean, since he came out, I was okay. That's not for me. Obviously, the nigga,
right?
Couldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember he was popular because he was like rapping off beat, and that's when niggas like for some reason like took a liking to that shit. But I don't really have like an opinion on bro like that, if I'm being honest. It's like, it's not for me. I ain't going. You know what I'm saying?
It was always whack. What do you think about him and Krishan and shit on the internet every day?
I think it's fucked up, if I'm being honest. I think it's fucked up.
Dive into that.
Like if you know what it feels like? It feels very like real. Like, it feels like we're watching like, what's that shit? Like Bad Girls Club or fucking Love and Hip Hop, just like on a different level.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I feel like, man, did you peep what Krishan looked like before she got
she
with
the
homie?
She was fine, but when she,
man.
But when she be like, I don't want to say she's a drug addict, So I'm gonna say what I'm a little bit older than Steven, so I'm gonna say black people, this is what we say. When she's sober, I don't know if she's using drugs or not. Right. But when she's sober, she's attractive.
Yeah.
She's really attractive. But being attractive and being presentable and being sober is not what pays her bills. Being a train wreck is why we're talking about her now. We're not talking about her because she went to college and she was an athlete in college. We're talking about her because she's dumb and her nigga Blueface is dumb. That's why we're talking about her. That's how she's paying her bills, unfortunately.
It's sad, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
And it's like the more and more that we... The more and more that they're able to monetize that bullshit, the more outrageous they get. You know what I mean? And it's at the detriment of those kids they got. They got three kids in total. She got one with Blueface. Blueface got two with that Mexican girl with that big face. You know, they got children. And it's just like, man. And kids look up to that. I saw that meet and greet of Krishan, and people were like crying, trying to get her autograph and shit. I was like, this is what celebrity is now.
Yeah, I think, bro. I think, especially when we talk about like the children that's involved, it's like, man, bro. And, you know, it's more fucked up because obviously, and I feel like obviously you're the greatest person to talk to about this shit.
Right.
Because, like, because we were talking about off camera. Like the representation of what black looks like as far as the family, as far as the family dynamic, that shit has been perpetuated forever. As far as what we look like on camera, what we look like as a unit on camera. And it's like, especially like in the times that we in now, it's like, bro, we don't need that shit. Get the fuck off camera, my nigga. Like, we don't need that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you do have an opinion like ours, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like the narrative is, like, I feel like the jig is up with Blueface. Like, everybody kind of, but it's just like, man, but you still watching, though.
Right.
And you just, like you said, you like just feeding the beast, bro. You just feeding the beast, dog.
America likes a train wreck. And, you know, WAC 100 is Blueface manager. He does a great job at it. He's paying the blogs. He pays about five to seven a week to Shade Room, Neighborhood Talk, Hollywood Unlocked, keep it in rotation.
Keep it pumped in rotation.
You know what I mean? They have fucking teams on one of these blogs that just exclusively follow Krishan and Blueface. You know what I mean? So, I mean, people are eating off of it. Not only is Blueface and Krishan eating off of it, or Zeus, but the blogs is eating off of it too because it's getting clicks and views. And with that, they turn that into revenue and, you know, ad revenue. So a lot of people's eating off of it, but it's just unfortunate that, you know, that's what we got to see 24/7. And like I said earlier about the music, there's people who are younger than me who they think that's the way it is. It really is. They don't have the distinction of seeing, you know, a Tupac from back in the day and a Blueface. All they know is the circus shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
that's true.
You know, as I said before, last time we were here together, our black media art has taken a hit across the board.
Yeah, especially like the last time we linked, it's not that I didn't get what you were saying, but I think I was obviously unbiased. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like I love hip hop so much. I make hip hop. When you say that, it was you know what it reminded me of? It was kind of like when Nas, like, Hip Hop Is Dead album came out.
Right.
We didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Now we see.
Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, yeah. But like months, like years past, we're like, oh shit, that's what he meant. But he was saying that shit then.
Yeah.
So when you told me that, he was like, black media has like this tainted kind of image, or even just in general, black art has a low level entry point.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, he's right.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Because it's not about the music. Right. It's about everything else beside the music,
which could be a positive thing, right?
That's true.
That's true. And you know, the artists I work with is positive, right? We build an ecosystem around the music, right?
Right.
I always say, as I said here before, if you are any business, but if you are doing music, make sure you have a companion with the music, whatever that is.
I go out to you. That was like the like a light went off when you told me that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, that makes so much sense. Because what made it more profound was I was already kind of leaning to that idea anyway.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So when you said it, bar. I was like, all right, for sure. Yeah. Like, I already know, like, how I want to be moving and why maybe certain of our, like, loved artists aren't necessarily moving or getting, like, love is because, okay, it's not necessarily, doesn't have a companion.
Right.
And they haven't, like, figured that out yet for some reason.
Right, right, right.
And we're, like, watching in real time. It's like, oh, shit, that's what's missing. That's the, that's yeah, the, yeah, people, that's the lack of the connection.
A community. Social media is a community. You know, the comment section is a community. Somebody comments under your comment on a blog, that's a community.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about, you know, creating that companion. But we're from L.A., right? You from South Central, for real, for real.
Right.
You know, the hitters and, you know, crackheads and prostitutes and right. all that type of shit, gangbangers, whatever you want to call it. The people, we know a lot of people that's on the fringe of society, that's been on the fringe of society
our
whole life. Probably terrible people, probably amazing people, but they've been on the fringe of society. They don't act like that, right? They don't act like that. So Blueface and Krishan were decent people. But when they saw that they were being rewarded for that bullshit,
yeah,
they turned it up. They put it on 20.
So because I feel like this is always like the for me, it always begs the question, always like, okay, so like damn, can we blame these niggas if that's how they eat?
Yes and no. It's our fault. It's our fault too. It's always the consumer's fault. It's always the consumer's fault.
At the end of the day, because we're the ones rewarding niggas.
Correct. We're the one consuming the product. But, you know, it's October. We're about to roll into November.
Yeah.
They are people we need to leave behind in 2024. I do not want to see. I don't give a fuck about that baby. I don't give a fuck about Krishan.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about Blueface. They need to go away. And hopefully with these new charges that Blueface is facing or this legal stuff, he needs to be put away. Like, it's just...
Doesn't he have to pay, like...
$13 million. Yeah.
For damages on
the street? Where he go get that from? You know what I mean? But...
It's a lot of bread, fool.
Terrible. It's a lot of bread, but, you know, shit.
Shit has consequences, I guess.
It has consequences. And those are people that need to go away. That made my list. Who is a person that could go... Oh, Jada.
Moving right into it.
Jada. What do you think about that?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm biased with Will, bro. I'm super biased.
What does that mean?
Like, he's like, Will was always like a presence in my childhood.
Oh, Will Smith. I mean, yeah.
So it's like anything that involves him and his wife, I'm just like, man, y'all niggas need to shut the fuck up. I'm talking about them two. You know what I'm saying? Well, mainly because it's right now is Jada.
I don't think Will Smith done anything wrong. I don't even think that the slap was wrong. Mm. I don't think he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe he could have handled it a little bit differently.
Obviously.
Or not slap him at all.
Right.
But fucking Jada, that's the problem right there. That lady is the problem.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
Did you get a chance to read the book or not?
Who's going to? No, nobody's reading the book. You didn't see that news?
No. Will's book.
I'm not reading that shit.
No.
No, I got to fucking talk about these bitches 2-3-4 times a week. I don't want to read no book on my free time.
What?
Did you read it?
Absolutely.
It was great?
Absolutely.
What is it called?
It's called Will.
Oh, wow.
It's called Will.
And she has a book called, hers is called Worthy. You see they're both doing the W thing?
The W.
Will, W.
Worthy. Interesting.
The book is probably published under, they probably got a publishing, they got a publishing deal probably, or they got a publishing company.
Mm.
This is the rollout for they're about to start publishing books, but they said that her book is not doing well at all. It's not even on the bestsellers list.
No shit.
Yeah. And this is why I kind of came to this conclusion. I'm like, Jada Pinkett was always big for black people. I don't even know if white people know who she was until she married Will Smith. You know what I mean? She's a black celebrity. Will Smith is a celebrity.
I feel you.
She's she's like a Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
You know, white people don't know who those people are. We grew up with Vivica Fox, or we grew up with Jada Pinkett or Vanessa Bell Calloway. We know who those people are.
Right.
Shirley Lee Ralph until last year, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but white people don't know who Jada is.
Right, and that's fair.
Jada was banking on fucking her proximity to Will Smith to sell this fucking book,
right.
And it's not selling. Newsweek just released an article saying that it's not in the bestsellers list. People are not buying the book. You know, it's probably one of their largest projected releases that underperforms. Like, all the promo that they put into the book, the return is not even 50%.
That's crazy. Yeah. Well, obviously, gotta follow it up with why you think that is.
Niggas don't read books. I don't think that we've ever were interested in Jada Pinkett outside of her acting. She never was, like, personality. Mm. You know, she got to do the Red Table Talk. Cool.
I think, you know what, contrary to how you like the opinion, I feel like if she would have dropped the book around then, it probably would have been better for her.
Because she was in rotation and people liked her personality.
Yeah. She, like, I feel like she was in a better standing with culture at that point in time.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't necessarily a villain at that point in time.
Oh, she wasn't. She wasn't a villain doing it.
Because I want to be a little fair, right? When you peep the book that Will dropped, it makes so much sense why he slapped the shit out of Chris. It makes a lot of sense because he went into like a real intimate space where you find out that he had a lot of struggles early on because of his fucked up childhood with his pops. Right. He always felt like a bit of a fucking coward because he was the oldest. His dad was a violent man.
I remember reading that piece.
And it was like, and then ironically, like, that idea just kept following him throughout life. So he was the Fresh Prince nigga, right? But at the same time, he was the superstar of rap nigga who was always compared to like a Tupac or the niggas in New York who were just prototypical rappers, and he was the crispy, clean, polo wearing ass nigga, and he always felt like the soft one.
Yeah, I get
you know what I'm saying. So then you fast forward to when was it the slap? 2021, I think.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, that it makes so much sense, right? And then there's also parts of the book that he shares about himself that you feel like, oh yeah, Will's a bit of a narcissist, like he's a bit self-absorbed, and you can automatically just kind of like feel like he probably was a lot to deal with as a wife dealing with a person who comes off so very concerned about self and self-image and self-career. You feel what I'm saying? So, again, I feel like I hear the energy. I'm just like, I can see where a Jada might have certain attitudes, but at the same time, it's like, okay, if that's the case, right? If that's the case, why didn't you niggas just get a divorce?
Nigga, you married Will Smith.
And you married
Will Smith because he attracted to him, you know, cool guy, knocked you off your feet. But a part of the component of you marrying Will Smith was because he had
cachet in Hollywood.
Don't say that his attitude or he's narcissist. He's Will Smith. That's the institution that you married into. So I think that's manipulative when I hear that she say that and he say that. That's like not real life. You married the biggest superstar in the world. Will Smith is the biggest superstar in the world.
For sure.
The hardest working person in Hollywood.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. But I think so. Here's my rebuttal to that. Right. The obvious point is that everybody is still human beings at the end of the day.
Right.
And you still have a real marriage to tend to at the end of the day. That's literally all I'm saying. Right. And I think that. The only thing that I'm saying is obviously Will just has to own a little bit of the piece of the pie as far as why his marriage apparently was on whatever little situation it was on. That's literally all I'm saying.
I don't know if I agree with you.
Yeah.
If we were talking, I agree with you 150%. Mm-hmm. That's very smart of what you said and like doping all those things. But I don't agree with it because the way Jada Smith is parading around town.
Yeah, so again, that's a whole different point. That's a whole different.
So all those sentiments that he put in that book, I did not read his book, but I saw clips and audio and shit of his book. All those things that he said in his book were completely valid until his wife came out and was acting a fucking fool.
Right.
And talking about Tupac every 5 minutes.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? That's so it's crazy. Like, okay.
Knowing how he felt. That's why, to me, that's why the book is so important. Because he was articulate with how he felt with their relationship. That shit made him uncomfortable, bro. Right. You know what I'm saying? One, because of his childhood. Two, because it's just kind of like, man, like, how am I going to compete with this type of energy?
Right.
How am I going to compete with him in your heart, right? And me being who I am, and we walking into a situation where we're like married now, and he's still brought up in this specific light.
I think that's a lie. I think that's a cash grabbing headline. That there's no way on God's green earth that lady was talking about Tupac the way we've never seen pictures of her. We've seen one picture in a video of her and Tupac. I think that Tupac thing is 20 on 10. I don't think they were as close as she portrayed them to be close.
That's interesting.
She know that is a headline people are going to grab onto at every turn.
Automatically.
Tupac and his murder that just happened with Keefy D in Vegas. You know, Suge Knight is in rotation every year. Shit. So it's like Diddy, as long as Diddy is in rotation and Diddy in, as long as Suge Knight pops up in and out of the news space every year, as long as Snoop Dogg is a thing, as long as hip hop continues to decline and he's Lil Durk or Lil Baby or the next Lil whoever bring up Tupac, Tupac is always going to be a headline.
So you feel like that's an interesting point. And so she's just using that energy.
Of course.
I didn't put
that
into it.
That's smart, right? She's supposed to. But there's no way in hell that Will Smith sat in a marriage with this lady, had two kids with this lady, wiped this lady up, put her up. She's living fucking phenomenal. Right. And she's talking about a nigga all the time. That's not real.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, if they put it in their books and shit like that, and they're using it for this press store, of course that's going to generate clicks and views. But that's not real life. I know hoes who were hoes on Fig and fucking Vernon and married now. They're not talking to their new dude about fucking their clients.
Oh, no, yeah, I feel you. Definitely,
you know what
not.
I mean? So that shit ain't, that's, it's just a cash grab.
Because she can.
You know what I mean? Can. Fucking Tupac, when Tupac was murdered, he was with fucking Quincy Jones' daughter, Kidada. We've never seen an interview of Kidada talking about her relationship with Tupac. Pop. Everybody knew that she was with Tupac.
Yeah.
They were engaged, I believe.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? We've never seen one interview of her talking about her relationship with Tupac.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
You know, but here Jada is, every fucking turn, there's this new revelation of her talking about something about her and Tupac. That shit ain't real.
Tupac proposed.
And
to
then
you.
Tupac, yeah, then you saw that TikTok of that white girl doing a timeline assessment. Tupac was in jail. The times that Jada is saying that her and Tupac were like reconnected or whatever, the timeline is false because he's with Kidada, then he was with this other girl named Alicia in between him and Kidada. Hmm. So that means that Jada Pinkett and Will Smith were at the beginning of their thing. So that means that the timelines are not adding up.
It's cap.
You know, so it's just like it's Jada. Cap. And here's the thing. We love a Tupac story. You know what I mean? We love a Tupac story. It's just never gonna die. But like Jada, if it was believable or if it didn't feel as cheap and thirsty, we would probably buy into it for real.
Mm. But you feel like we all like, come on, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's like, shut the fuck up. You know what
at
I mean?
At this point.
Sean Allen.
It's the headline of this. Speaking of headlines, Jada Pinkett Smith's memoir is a flop. This is Newsweek. And I'm going to link this into the description of this episode. Jada Pinkett Smith's headline making memoir is not selling as many copies as might be expected, despite some eyebrow-raising admissions and major interviews ahead of this launch. Pinkett Smith released an autobiography worthy on October 17th, but the book is making little impact on multiple bestsellers lists. I can't talk. Newsweek has contacted Pickett Smith's representatives via email for comment. Number 114 on the Amazon bookselling list this week. It failed to make top 100 on the Kindle e-reader chart. They only sold 2,700 copies by the end of last week. Okay? Only sold 2,700 copies. All this press that you're doing, you're barely cracking 3,000 downloads.
I didn't even
or purchases.
I didn't even know the book was out.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Because it's these salacious ass headlines that we're grabbing onto. Everything but the book. Nobody's buying this fucking book. But
I'm not buying
it. And listen, I'm not. I like Jada picking my bad. I know you listen to ASAP. So. Jada Pinkett Smith and the Smiths as a whole are people that could go away in 2024.
Yeah.
So far we got Blueface, Krishan, Jaden Alexis, their fucking baby. I don't want to hear shit from them in 2024. Y'all ride out. I'm going to give y'all to the end of the year.
Ride out on the sunset.
You know what I mean? Little RT is?
Negative, I don't.
Okay, so we're going to get a live reaction on ASAP.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you this video, and we're going to talk about this video.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the lyrical content, and we're going to talk about... we're going to have a good talk. Little RT. Yeah, you suck a dick. Libby's, you can get the fuck up on my shit. Hunt around, hit him with a glove. Take a fuck about. Hunt around, bitch, we in that crib. We gon' take him down. 12, get behind. We gon' do 60 fucking miles. I'm MD. Keep on talking, bitch, I'm MD. Point you being that point is in. Check his shit, you in that bag. 50 round. Nigga know what play with me. I'm shooting that right in that ground. Hit around. Step on LeBron Gray. Hit him in his face. She gon' suck the dick, go crazy. Bitch, I'm in the lamb. Keep on talking. Hit you in your fucking face. In that big, I switch on one o'clock. Hit him in the cage, that big, I glee. Hit him in the face. She suckin', he just go crazy. Bitch, I'm in the line, be keep on talking. Hit him in the round. Bitch, I got to drink up on this shit. Feed him on the glitch. Hit him in the face. Billy Brown, he a fucking bitch. Hunt around, hit him with a glock. We never been sitting down. Hunt around, hit him with a glock. We gon' take him down. Bitch, she gonna suck the dick. Bitch, I'm from the west. I'm not for evil. Bitch, I'm from the west. Boy, he
trying
to play. 9 years old.
Maybe mad.
And the adults in the video.
It didn't even look like no adults was in the video. I ain't gonna hold you. Like there was all little niggas.
Yeah. All bigger than him.
Right. That shit made me mad, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm that shit made me upset. I mean, like,
every negative stereotype of black people, they are perpetuating it, they are selling it, they are celebrating it, and it has a million views. Little RT 60 miles. It is in the description of this episode. His mom runs his Instagram, 9 years old, talking about sucking dick, talking about shooters, walking around with a stack of money, 9 years old. It should be against the law to be able to do that with a child. You know what I mean? I'm surprised that, you know, he's able to talk about sexual explicit lyrics.
Yeah.
But without, you know, getting in trouble.
But it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. If we want to really like dive deep, it makes so much sense, bro. Like black boys and little black girls, obviously, but black boys get like sexualized from that fucking age.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Nobody wants to talk about it because maybe there is some normalization that has happened, right? And right. Niggas just go with the program.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But two, I keep saying this when it comes to like just black masculinity as a whole and just black boys as a whole. We don't fucking get raised, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't get raised. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like we're, it's like, I always think about 300 in the movie 300. I don't know if you've seen it.
I saw it.
Probably been a minute, but you know how they raised Spartans? And I'm, in no way am I comparing, right? But I'm just saying, like, at one point when they reached, like, either the preteen stage, they literally threw them niggas out in the wild.
Right.
And was like, your trial is to come back. If you don't come back, that says that you weren't worthy. You know what I'm saying? To be a member of to be a member of Sparta. You come back, this nigga Leonidas came back. He came back with a wolf shed.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
I remember.
And that was him being deemed worthy. But niggas, like, if we stay there, you can, like, the parallel is he wasn't raised. He had to survive.
Right.
And figure shit out on their own. And I just feel like in general, right, especially with the conversation that we kind of touched on as far as, like, women and men walking into relationships and what that dynamic is looking like, right? Like, we shouldn't be surprised if this little nigga is on the doorsteps of his teenage years and he's fucking locked up for a fucking murder. Right. We shouldn't be surprised.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be surprised. You know why? Because niggas ain't raising they fucking kids. Niggas, not necessarily their kids, but we don't want to raise our boys. Because we feel like we're going to soften our boys up if we treat them the same way that we treat our fucking daughters.
Do you think, is that an inner city thing, though, or is that like across the board?
I've been thinking about this shit for a long time, right? I think that the overlapping idea is that it's across the board, but it gets sicker when you start to go down the pipeline of ethnicities. Right?
Right.
Like, Black American boys, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked. You know what I'm saying? And then we get blamed for being fucked up when we are on the doorsteps of adulthood and we don't necessarily know how to fucking navigate adulthood the same way that our sisters do.
Right.
But nobody wants to talk about, well, shit, I was 9 years old when my mama put me in front of a camera. And I was rapping these wild ass lyrics, right. And she was the head of my fucking Instagram.
Right.
We don't talk about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I don't want to be talking about little RT, and he's 9 years old now. So when he turns 16, get shot, pulled over by the police. Look what you were doing, though. Look what you had your son doing. I don't want to see no GoFundMe or no fish fries because you are feeding into that exact same narrative of why they continue to villainize Black boys. And your cat, they're cashing in.
Cashing in on
the bullshit. You know
Ain't
what I mean?
That a bitch. That's literally what we talked about earlier, my nigga.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
They're cashing in on the bullshit. You know what I mean? They're cashing in on the bad behavior. The same way the Blueface and Krishan. We have a culture. That's our culture, though. That is what our culture has come to.
It just feels like a self-fulfilling prophecy, bro. Like, bro, he's 9 years old, my nigga. How old was Tamir when he got shot?
Right.
He was like 12. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, come on. What the fuck is he talking about shooting niggas at 9, bro? Holding, like, this nigga behind the wheel of a Dodge Demon. He can't even, come on. Like, what are we talking about?
Right.
And it's not his fault. Like, that's not what we're saying. But it's just like, man, this image, it's like we can't get away from the shit. And they're literally telling him how he's going to grow up and become. He's going to be living these fucking lyrics at some point in time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big proponent on have life and death in the tongue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if we just, like, dissect certain of our heroes who ended up passing away, they all talked about death in their fucking song. Yeah. Like, Nipsey.
We talked about Tupac.
Yeah, bro. And Nip, he had a song that came out with, that was on, I'm going to bring him up too later on, the Game's album. I forgot which album it was, but it was like on the cover art had a bunch of his like pregnant women on the cover art. He had a record that came out on the Game's album, with one of the lyrics said that, like, if I die today, like, I'll survive through my name.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's almost like he like willed it damn near into existence.
Wow. I never thought about it like that with Nip.
Yeah, because also too, if you take a look at the Khaled collab that he had, he was saying some of the same shit.
Right.
And then it's like, then we're like, fuck, bro. And it's like, y'all niggas stop going in there talking like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is just going to return to you, bro. Yeah. You're going to reap that shit.
I do believe in the power of the tongue. With this little RT thing, I think that I saw this in Chicago this week too. One of the in Chicago was saying that they're about to start fining parents for the behavior of their children.
Shit, for real.
I like that. Like, absolutely. This guy, this little RT's in Chicago. So, like, his mom definitely, or whoever's running this shit, or can make the guardian over this little 9-year-old definitely needs to be held responsible for what's about to come.
What's about to come.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It's sad that they are making it easy for these white people to do their jobs. You know what I mean? I mean,
so when you said that, I literally thought about, like, you just propping my little nigga. You just propping him up, bro. Just propping him up here. I don't want my son. Right. Take this nigga.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
I'm surprised that they're allowed to let a 9-year-old, a child, make. I'm surprised YouTube is allowing that, and I'm surprised that there is no law or something that forbids a guardian or somebody over 18 to allow a child to engage in explicit sexual content.
We both know why.
Well, he black.
We both know why. Yeah. It just points to the fucking hypocrisy of YouTube.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It just further, like, points, like, they'll demonetize the fuck out of niggas for random reasons.
Right.
But this stays here.
Yeah.
Don't say the P word as it pertains to the conflict that's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But Lil, what's his name, bro? Lil RT can say the wildest shit on the record.
He's saying, suck my dick, bitch. I let that bitch suck my dick. So he's saying that he has had sexual contact.
Like, that's a fucking crime.
It's a crime.
With who?
Right, at 9 years old.
At 9 years old. That's a crime, bro.
You know? But that's another person that we need to leave back in 2024. You didn't even know about him. I'm bringing him up to you.
I didn't even know.
So you're about to go home tonight and go down a rabbit hole and be like, what the fuck?
This shit is crazy.
But he is a person that we definitely need to, you know, leave behind in 2024. So we got Blueface, Krishan, Jada. Will, and their kids, and Blueface and Krishan, and the baby too. We need to leave them behind in 2024. You got anybody you want to add to this list?
The Game.
Oh.
The Game.
What about The Game? See, I was trying to avoid that.
I know. But I just, it just came at a time where I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was already, like, he popped up on my feed. I guess he was performing somewhere. And he was just kind of name dropping niggas that he had helped along the way.
Right.
And then the issue that happened between you and him.
Right.
Obviously, I was like, what the fuck is going on with bro? So
he unfollowed me and everything.
He unfollowed you.
And it's not the first time that I'm not about to lie on here and say I know The Game and shit like that. I've worked with him a few times. So we know who each other are. I know his people more than I know. I got relationships with people on his team. I met Game probably 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
But we followed each other. And I guess day before yesterday, that struck a chord with them.
So obviously, I need to get your opinion, right? So, rewinding the tape all the way back, Game was integral in bringing West Coast rap back to a conversation of greatness.
Correct.
At one point, it's like he helped breathe life, him and Dre,
right,
into West Coast rap scene at one point,
right,
in time.
Definitely.
Like the documentary was a fire album for its time. Yeah. Bro. Like that shit it has to be considered a classic, right? We go on the laundry list of these albums. He dropped The Doctor's Advocate. He dropped LAX. He dropped some solid, like, it was clear that Game had, like, good energy.
Wait, but when you go back and listen to this,
yeah,
that music, you don't feel like it's, like, there's, like, a corny element to it now? Like, retroactively?
Yeah. I think when I think about Dreams, that was on, I forget. Was it on the documentary? Yeah, I think it was on the documentary with the Kanye produced record.
Dreams.
Yeah. Dreams. I think for me, no. Right? Ironically, when I take a look at his more recent work, that it feels corny.
I feel like when I get to know, like R. Kelly, right? You get to know what they, an artist, and then you like look at the shit like, oh, this nigga was corny. Like, this is what he was talking about.
Interesting.
I have that moment with the game. Yeah. And listeners who are listening or watching, what happened is Game quoted Justin LaBoy, who was like 25 years old, talking about, I don't know what it was again. Let me actually read it. What, you remember what the post said?
I sure don't. I just remember.
See, I was trying to avoid talking about this because
it begged the question, like, what the fuck happened to bro? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you have that much of a fuck? Like, a lot of people don't fuck with bro.
So let me read the post. So Game says he reposted Justin LaBoy's tweet or whatever. And it says, ladies, sell him $6,500 if you love him. He deserves to be spoiled too.
Right.
So the Hollywood Unlocked posted that, a screenshot of the Game's story. So I commented, I said, mind you, Game is 50 years old and on the internet talking like this. And this is not sensitive to just this one thing. This is an array of shit he posts.
Right.
Like, nigga, you're old. You're fucking... son is about to be 20 years old or dang, graduating from high school. You're too old to be talking like this.
Harlem about to be 20? That's crazy. Not,
I'm exaggerating. I'm putting you a couple of years
getting,
on it.
He's getting older. Yeah,
and you got a daughter. Your daughter's a teenager now. I think she's at Sierra Cane with the rest of the rich L.A. kids. You know, so it's like you're too old to just be talking like this.
Right.
My nigga, you know what I mean? He posted something. I saw him in the comments of a homie's post the other day, and I'm just like,
what are you doing?
I'm not about to put nobody on blast, but I'm just like, why are you on the internet anyway? Like, you supposed to be washing your car or
retired
with your kids or in a studio or something like that, you know? But I'm just like, so the Game came to my comment. We follow each other, so I show up first on his feed. And when I interact with it, our friends, our mutual friends, I'm showing up in this algorithm and shit like that. So him blowing up on me like that is because of, I kind of said something about what he be doing online earlier on another friend's post that he saw that. Yeah, when I said, like, Hollywood Unlocked. Yeah, he just, and what he was, his response to me, he probably deleted the post, but his response was basically, let me see what this nigga said. He deleted his comment, but his response said, I said, mind you, the Game is 50 years old on the internet talking like this. He responded to me, I'm 43, bitch ass nigga, and then it was a joke and reposted from Justin LaBoy. Get your panties out your butt cheeks.
Yeah, I remember seeing
that. That's what he said to me. So right, you're proving my point right by even responding to me like that,
right,
all hostile and violent.
Right.
On it, you know what I mean?
On the, you're on just the internet.
You're being immature.
Yeah, and it's like for me again, like,
where did this happen?
Yeah, like, nigga, when
the,
like,
music
what
stopped selling, you got to stay in rotation.
Yeah.
The music stopped selling, man. The music stopped selling.
It's a crazy like fall from grace, bro. It's like, nigga, like you, because I remember, I think even Joe Budden had kind of said this shit like a year or two ago. He was like, you do a lot of this shit. Because remember he had said some salacious shit about Kim.
Right.
And he was like, for what? Why are you doing it? Mainly what he was saying was, you don't need to do that.
He don't. Game get bitches on just height alone. On just height. I'm not even talking about how he look or how sexy they think his body is or shit like that. On height alone, he get bitches. Then he got green eyes or whatever his eyes is color. So he getting bitches just on that.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
So it's like, what?
So you don't have to do all.
For
what? Just, it's just, you know what I think too, though? And
right.
I kind of know these people, so I gotta like do my language right.
Right, for sure. Naturally.
The Game sold more records than YG. Okay, mm. Have bigger songs than YG, but YG has been more consistent with his records, and Tyga more consistent with their records than Game. Right. So while Game is trying to name drop and be corny and be on some weird shit online, Tyga and YG been kind of, I don't want to say holding it down, but just
consistent,
occupying that space of like West Coast rap and what people listen to are tapping with for their West Coast fix. Because they already clocked out of Game because he was just corny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, ironically,
I'm being messy as fuck.
You think so? I just think it's an interesting point because I thought about, because he actually, it was a clip that I seen, I think on Hip Hop DX, that YG had like, he's producing the show and the show got picked up from Amazon. So he was like kind of geeked up. Now it came to my mind, I'm like, man, we don't necessarily, like YG has kept his nose clean.
Yeah.
When it comes to how he's, you know,
YG is not in like bitch internet shit.
Nah.
You know, and people say he corny, whatever you want to say about him, but he has stayed in rotation since Tooted and Booted.
Yeah, since he came out.
You know what I mean? I don't know what the numbers be looking like, but he just stayed in rotation. You know,
we don't look at YG the same way we look at Game. We just don't.
Yeah, and I think, side note, I think YG is probably one of the best dressed like black people, like celebrity. He be dressing his ass off.
He be taking care of himself.
Oh, he's like he's fly as hell.
Yeah,
YG be fitted.
Yeah,
you don't think so?
I ain't gonna lie to you. Like the dress. Don't
pay
shoes,
attention.
No, I do. But the dress shoes. That shit
is fire. Wait, hold on.
Go ahead, what?
I can't do that. You can't do that.
I can't.
But he, when he do it, it just, it's.
You don't really think twice about it. You're like, oh, it's, okay.
Yeah, I seen that nigga at this Amazon event. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense because he's doing that thing with Amazon. I seen him at an Amazon event.
Oh, shit.
A month ago. He was there with some basketball shorts on.
Yeah.
With some fucking church shoes with socks like a Mexican. And he had on like a white t-shirt with the vest over
with the
it.
Vest over.
But it was fire. Like it was fire as fuck.
Yeah.
Maybe because that's his thing and like we grown accustomed to seeing him.
To seeing him like that.
And it's a nod to West Coast and Mexican culture too. Cause right. he plays a lot with that Chicano shit.
He does. He got into some shit.
Yeah, you know.
We did a little bit, but yeah, for sure he does.
You know, paying homage.
For sure.
That's kinda how I look at it. It's he that nigga be fitted.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a swag or whatever, but YG be fitted. YG, shout out to YG.
Shout out to
him. And whoever's styling him, he be fitted, though.
For sure.
YG. But I think that YG and Tyga has maintained rotation and relevancy, and Game is killing him inside because he was that nigga.
He was. But I think, again, it just goes back to.
Oh, and then Kendrick, but. Yeah.
Hey, I mean, because I feel like it just goes back to his internet antics. Like he's just kind of making enemies
for no reason.
For no reason. Like, look, just a quick little story too. Like, I remember, like, I was working at this valet spot in Century City, and this is like we fresh off the heels of Nip passing. Literally, like maybe like 2-3 weeks after Nip.
Oh yeah, he tried to ride that. Remember, he was all talking about Nipsey all the time.
Yeah, and like he had. I don't even know if I should be saying this, but I don't work there no more. From what I understand, he went to go see Lori, right?
Right.
And I was charged with bringing his whip down. So he had the big ass, he had Nip's big face on his Lambo or whatever. And I brought it down. And the nigga was cool. Like, you know, he literally reached his hand out to just, like shake my hand. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't expect that from bro. I thought he was going to be a straight asshole.
Lori Harvey?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, so when I was working there, she was staying there at the time. At the in the building that I was working at. So I seen a lot of shit, bro. I seen a lot of, like, to me, super sidebar, but to me, I don't necessarily look
wait
at.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Just unlocked a memory.
I did?
The Game and Lori Harvey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because there was no reason for bro to be there. Like, there was none. None.
Wow.
Lori was there, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
She lived there.
Yeah, so she lived there at the time. And she, look, the way I look at Lori, I think she's a player. Like, she's one of, like, she's not, like, no holding me.
Right.
The way she was moving, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, literally, she was, like, in the lobby, like, tongue down her throat of P. Diddy's son. Like, niggas seen it. You know what I'm saying? She was just moving like a nigga.
Yeah.
And I respected it. Like, this young nigga got money. She, like, with a different nigga, like, every other month. I'm like, I respect that shit. You know what I'm saying? I see Game. I'm like, okay, I know. We all know who she coming to. Like, right. We all know who you coming to see, bro. Pulled his Lambo up. Shook my hands. Like, all right, for sure. And you know what I'm saying? That was that. And it just was like, you are a different nigga, I feel like, in person than you are on the internet.
It almost feels like.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bro, for what? You was, at one point in time, you was considered like kind of West Coast royalty a little bit.
Yeah, he had that Drake cosign, 50 Cent, Eminem.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? He had the Kanye beats and shit. Listen, Game, be a father and get a wife, get married, pull a Schoolboy Q, take out the golfing gear, start golfing, and just get out of the comment section. That's it.
Especially if you're going to become, like, especially like that. Like.
But again, thank you for tapping in with ASAP. Follow me at Other Sean Allen everywhere.
Also follow me everywhere, Steven Spicer Zero.
Steven Spicer Zero. And again, all that would be located in the description of this episode. And if you haven't already, make sure you follow wherever you listen to this podcast. Rate, write a review, and watch us at hearasap.com. That is hearasap.com. Follow the links in the description.